In this week's episode, I continue an existential spiral where Juice is a sick little boy without a mustache again who had to walk away because they forgot stuff. There they are. And then we go through each other's Steam libraries, forcing each other to defend poor decision making. Have fun!
It's dangerous.
What's up, everybody, and welcome back to your favorite podcast, kind of about video games, mostly featuring two internet cuties.
I'm Juice Bob.
And I'm Jackson.
And it's dangerous to go alone. Fuck! You do it!
It's dangerous to go alone. So, hey, listen to us talk about some video game shit.
Nah.
For context, Juice was like, I got one more bite of my meal, and I waited for him to take it, and then I started recording.
I shoved like the rest of my turkey burger in my mouth.
Yeah, and it was not a small bite either.
No, because I wanted to start, but it's like the driest piece.
Yeah, you're working for it. We made you work for it. Well, thanks for being here. You know,
no way. You tell me, how are you while I finish chewing?
I'm doing okay. Work stuff, you know, busy no matter what, and you know, trying to make my apartment a little more my own recently. So, you know, looking at some furniture and things. But as is tradition around my parts, if I decide I want something, I ruminate on whether or not to buy it for 3 to 6 months. So, you know, purchases probably won't be made for some time. Looking forward to when it happens, though.
Why?
I don't know. Anytime I have to make a big purchase, a sizable purchase, I get financial anxiety and analysis paralysis, and ooh, I sit on it forever.
I get a spending high.
So I'm actually, it's gonna sound weird, but I'm trying to dip my toes into that shit lately.
Oh no, you don't want it.
Not big purchases, but just like, oh, I need to get a couple of small things. Cool. I get mail twice a week now. Yay! The world's not all doom and gloom because I got mail. So I did get my, bless you. I did get my, bless you. I did get my.
I'm good.
Okay. I did get my Canadian boy undies. So again, thank you to the contributors in the Patreon for giving me some recommendations. I got one of each. So I'm trying them out and I'm going to put them head to head. Only one arrived today. So I got Saks today.
How do we feel?
Not bad. Not bad. I mean, I got a large. I could maybe slim down to a medium. But, you know, not bad. Not bad.
Yeah,
my
I don't
bar
like
is not
the
particularly high.
I don't like the like side panels.
Yeah, you want the freedom.
I'm not a point downer. I'm an off to the sider.
I knew it. I should have known as soon as I started talking about underpants that we'd end up talking about your
job. I think that is just a generic thing that every man does, is that some people prefer to either sit off to the right or left or point down. I prefer to just sit to the right.
I'm not arguing that. What I'm arguing is that I feel like we could have, I approached it with class just saying, you want freedom. And you went, yeah, here's how my dick and balls feel and look.
Listen, we could get dragged by our heads by a train and die a horrible death. Why not just say what side your dick sits on?
And this is how you want to spend your last remaining moments on Earth.
Maybe.
Wow. Learning a lot about you today. But yeah, you know, Canada stuff, still trying to, it's just the weirdest time in human history, perhaps. This is, I will say this 100% with confidence. Hold on, let me reflect on it one sec real quick. Yeah. Oh yeah. This is the strangest era in my existence since the pandemic. Maybe ever aside from the pandemic. Like, it's just human history is in a weird fucking spot here in North America right now. Not to get too much into it because I'll freak out again. But yeah, it's just a weird time.
My thing is like, while it is bad, so bad.
So bad. So bad.
I like to just,
dumbest ways.
I like to just see what is around me that is good. And I like to just put my energy into that.
Yep.
Because if I put my energy into things that are bad and the things that are like just make no fucking sense.
Yeah.
No sense.
Yeah.
I'll spiral.
Big time.
You know, so I like to keep myself aware of those things. I like to keep myself in the know of the things so I am not blindsided.
Mm-hmm.
But I also am like, okay, I know. Great. That's all I physically am able to give that energy to. That's it. They can't get any more, you know? Yeah. I refuse to be dragged on the internet for not being like at the forefront of like, let's fight, because it's just like, but personally, I can't do it anymore.
Well, so listen, I bury my head a little bit more than others, I would say, especially recently. I just don't have the cap for it. I think there needs to be this nuance to the conversation of, oh, people with a platform, they need to be speaking out about these things. People with platforms are still fucking people with different amounts of capacity that they can provide to a given topic and approach to things. Mm-hmm. So like in your example, for yourself, like that makes full sense to me, but I just think that society still doesn't have that nuance. And like,
I think a lot of times they feel that we are just sitting on our phones all day long waiting to comment on things. But it's just like, I have how many commitments? I work at 3 gyms. I have the podcast. I have my I have my drag career that I have to work on. I also have like, I also have any kind of like brand deal that I have going on in the background. And then I have things that I have a life. I have like friends, I have family. So it's just like, there's only so much time in a day that I can give to, you know, fighting with people on Twitter, as fun as that sounds. You know, I think I would like to know that, like, I think I would always want people to know that I'm always going to be on the right side. And in my heart, I agree with you. I am 100%. I'll retweet it. I'll like it, you know, I agree with you, but I can't write a 10-page essay on Twitter about my thoughts, because one, no one needs to hear fucking my dumb ass thoughts. Just know I agree with you, and I will amplify whatever you say. When you say it, I'll just push that to the front. I'll say, they said it better than I could ever, you know, boop, boop, there it goes. I'm in the know. They said it better. You don't need to hear my dibbity dumb, dumb voice. Because I barely know what RNG means in a fucking game. I don't think you
need to... What does it mean again? Do you honestly not remember?
Random.
Okay.
Number generator.
Boom.
Did I get it? Was that right?
You did that time, yeah.
Fuck yes. Okay, cool. Because it's one of those things where it's just like... I think people also think that we are just going to be able to list off these like beautiful, incredible essays about our thoughts on the world politics. But it's just like, I just want to buy my fucking bananas and move on with my day. You know,
bananas are cheap. I mean, they were. I don't know if that changes, but anyhow,
my bananas are. I mean, oh, bananas, but
you can get like a bunch of like 5 bananas for like $1.50. It's great.
This got really heavy for the first 7 minutes.
I know, and it's my fault. And I did the whole time was like, I want to get out of this. But I also know it was me. You know what? It's your fault, because you started the episode with a turkey burger in your mouth and you could have taken control, and instead you threw it to me. Normally we start with you and then you forget to ask about me and then we're fine.
That's our barrier. I don't ask because I know that you're going to spiral.
Forget. You don't even care.
No, in my heart, I know you're going to spiral. So I don't like you feel talk fine. About yourself.
I got it off my chest. Anyhow, what were you going to say? Or do you want to drop it now?
I've had a good week. My mustache is gone. I'm destroyed.
I was going to say, I have a list of things and I wanted to talk about how you're sick again. Impressive. Yes. And you have no mustache. Do you think there's a connection?
No, I was sick before I got rid of the mustache. But yeah, I woke up one day and I felt like a little tickle in my nose. And I was like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, are you
joking?
Did you
think that it was where you shaved the mustache and it shot up and maybe there was just a loose hair in your nostril?
No, it is full. Like, me and the Advil cold and sinus are best friends right now. But now it's, before it was in my chest and my nose, now it's just my nose.
Yeah. I honestly didn't think that you could sound more nasally.
And here we are. Yeah, so I've sounded more nasally, so I'm it's all up here. Me and Neocitrin and Advil cold and sinus, best friends. But I had to teach a makeup class at Seneca on Tuesday, which is super fun. I did it with Isis Couture. Who is Isis Couture, Jackson?
Drag queen.
And she
is cool.
And she
won our hearts by being first eliminated from Canada's Drag Race season 2.
Ugh, so you know what? Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Let's just go with that. No, yeah. She won Canada's Drag Race season 2. You're actually really close with season 2. She won season 2.
Wow, congratulations.
Yeah, so we did that together. And you know what? I'm going to toot my own horn for 1 second. I have been doing this gig for 5 years. And it's basically we go...
The makeup gig?
The makeup class. Okay, so essentially I go and I teach these students how to do drag makeup. I'm so fucking good at it. Like, I'm a great fucking teacher. If you ever want to learn how to do drag makeup, I am so fucking good at what I do. I needed to toot my own horn because the whole time I 2.5 hours of this nasally ass voice yippity yapping on how to do drag makeup. And I ate that shit.
How many people were asleep by the time you finished?
None, bitch.
Zero?
Zero.
How many people were in the room, though? Don't count. You're bad at 30. It. Just guess. Okay, great.
Yeah. Get fucked.
Maybe there's a business opportunity for you there.
Well, I used to teach
online makeup tutorial classes.
I used to do those.
One-on-one private classes.
I did those in the pandemic.
Oh.
Yeah, I've taught like a lot of makeup classes. I used to do one-on-one makeup lessons. I used to do group makeup lessons.
That's cool.
So it's something that I used to do quite a lot. So it's kind of something where it's fun to flex that.
Yeah.
Flex that little thing again. So yeah.
And you have you have so much availability in your schedule. You should probably just start it up again.
Oh, I have no availability in my schedule.
You're just so free and carefree and
so busy.
Hair free
from the neck up right now. Like all, yeah. I kept all my body hair, but then like neck up is all shaved. But I have a show on Saturday, so we're hacking away at it, and I'm gonna look insane.
You need the machete to get through that chest hair right now.
I know. You should see my back.
Nah.
You wanna?
No thanks. Appreciate the offer though. Well, I hope that you feel better soon. To put Thank a button you. On that, I hope that your mustache grows back because you look fucking weird without it. I'll be honest, it's been a minute since you've had no mustache, and I think my brain just acclimatized and acclimated to you having one, and now it's like
you're like, I don't know this guy. I don't know this
something's
friend.
Something's up over there.
Oh, we're not besties anymore. You don't
no,
know
we're
guy?
Still besties. It's just like I don't even know who you are anymore.
Oh, okay. It's just like you got to get to know a new person. A nasally voice and no mustache. Yeah. You're like, who is this small
this
homosexual?
Fucking nerd.
This fucking
there.
Weird nerd. Doesn't know any gamer yeah. tags.
Yeah.
Old.
You don't know shit about games.
Fucking.
Let me ask you a question. The internet ablaze right now about Shrek. What's your understanding of this? Break it down Shrek... for me as someone who's chronically online. I need to understand a little more.
So Shrek 4 is coming out. Shrek 5 is coming out.
I think.
Now, the last Shrek came out how long ago? When did Shrek 3 come out? Is this our one Google?
If you want to use this as your one Google,
I'm going to use, Shrek 4, 2010.
Woof! Has it been that long?
Yeah. So it has been 15 years since Shrek has come out.
Okay.
So in 15 years, unlike Pokemon, technology has excelled, you know, especially in animated film. So Shrek's design has slightly changed. I can't tell a big difference.
I can't tell the difference other than he has forehead wrinkles.
I was going to say, if anything, he looks a little bit more HD and like he's rendered a little bit differently because he looks a little bit more quote unquote realistic, but he still looks like Shrek. You know, Donkey looks a little bit fuzzier, but it still looks like Donkey. So a lot of people are, you know, because like for me, Shrek was something that like was on the peripheral of me growing up. But I find that a lot of people who are younger than us, Shrek is like Shrek. Like they love Shrek. Like Shrek is like their childhood. So do you know they have Shrek raves?
I don't know if I knew that. I know that in Vancouver, the Vancouver Symphony Orchestra does... I went and saw Elf where they did the orchestral music to the movie. They do that with Shrek as well.
Or maybe so they Shrek have Shrek raves where they're essentially a rave, but it's all like Shrek music and Shrek themed things. And like my daughter Tiffany Box has a Shrek act where she does a striptease from Fiona into Shrek. It's insane. It's when you watch it, it's crazy. She has like the cowl. She's painted green. It's crazy. But anyways, so she got hired to do a Shrek rave one time and wild. But so anyways, like Shrek is like a big thing for them. So they're really upset by this slight change in the character design because they're like, they changed Shrek. And I can see it's like, you've changed a piece of my childhood. People don't like change. The other thing is that Shrek has had three kids.
Shrek's babies, right?
The three babies. If you look at the three babies, and this is people really analyzing detail, this could be nothing. Two of the babies had were boys, and they had like dark colored eyes, and then the little they were girls with dark colored eyes, and the little boy had like purple eyes or something. Anyways, Zendaya is playing Shrek's daughter, mm-hmm. and has the same color eyes as the little boy baby Shrek. So people are saying that Shrek's child is trans in the movie. So there's this whole dialogue on, is Shrek's kid trans? Are they not trans? Is this that baby? Is it not that baby? Like, how is this working? So there's this big theory that like she's trans. And then like there's another thing of like people are whitewashing this Shrek character, because they're basically taking the girl and they're showing what she would look like as a human, but they're making her, giving her white people features. And then people are saying like, how dare you whitewash Shrek? And then everyone else is commenting, Shrek and Fiona in human form are white. They are literally white. So then it's like this whole big dialogue. And then it goes into like, why are you assuming people with those features are black? And it's like this whole messy thing. So that is all of the Chronically Online lore that I have collected from Shrek.
I really appreciate you.
I feel like that was like a
you crushed it. You like, gave like a deep dive. And like, for context, I didn't preface this for you in any way. This was literally all on the spot. I think you did a great job.
Thank you so much. Yeah. No, I'm really proud of myself for that one. So
I think you excelled. You crushed it. How do you feel? Say, I regret asking, ultimately.
That's three.
In my head, like, I don't regret asking because of your response. I regret because I thought it was like, his design changed. Wah. And now it became like a whole, like six layers deeper than that. And wish that guys, humans of the earth, don't we have more important things to fucking do right now?
He's ones and zeros.
It's just enough. There's other things going on. Go do them.
Well, what was your next on your list?
I think I'm falling slowly out of love with Rivals. I know.
Why?
I know. It's inevitable, right? Like, I think the way that we play games in the year 2025 is that everyone expects to buy a game and play a game. And I can play it forever. And like, I see some of the weird conversation, and like it happened in my last job where people are like, I put in 200 hours and now I have nothing left to do. And we're like, yeah, that's how games work, man. Like, you finish a game and you're done with that game. But there is this kind of new expectation because of games as a service and a lot of free games and things like that, where you will always have something to do. So again, it's inevitable that when you enjoy a game that you will slowly enjoy it less and maybe step away from it and return to it. I don't want to say I'm stepping away from it at all. That's not what I'm suggesting. But I look at myself where I was about a month and a half ago, where it was every stream, let's go, more Rivals. Hell yes, let's keep it going. Even between streams, being like, it's Friday night, let's play some Rivals. Who's in? Let's play Rivals, Rivals, Rivals,
nice,
Rivals.
It was nice bonding time we had. I love
it. Hey, it doesn't mean it has to stop. We can still use it. I think like the strength of Rivals, especially how we were utilizing it, is that free to play, cross play, always something to do, big team sizes, rotate people in super easy. All of that still exists. We can still hop on. But I just think there's no longer that drive for me to like go, 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 go. Because I played some of the competitive stuff. I got to gold 3. I just wanted to unlock a cool skin to say that I could. And then I finished that and it's like, cool, go back to quick play endlessly. And it's like, sure, that will always appeal. That will always be fun. But it just doesn't have that same drive. So in terms of my live stream content, I'm actually looking to like, I think start The Last of Us 2 because the HBO series comes at the second season comes in April, partway through April. Mm-hmm. So I was like, maybe I can hop in and get some of this game time in because I never finished it. So I'm really curious. I'm really eager. And I think it's going to be really fun.
I'm going to play it too, but I think I'm going to play it on my own.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would like to play it on stream, but games like that on stream, I don't enjoy because there's so much dialogue and there's mm-hmm. so much story. And mm-hmm. I find I'm yapping so much that mm-hmm. I don't want to talk over that. I want to watch.
It's the same for me, but almost the opposite. This will be a big departure from how I've created my content schedule in the last like 3 years where I'm like, I don't really want to do narrative games because I don't really pay attention because I always want to be reading the chat and I always want to be engaging with my audience, to the point where I talk through cutscenes and I have idea what the fuck's going on. So I think it's going to be a bit of a challenge for me because there is a level of desire within me to like really hone in on the conversation and the cutscenes and the story, the narrative of it all. So I'm going to just refocus a little bit and give it a shot. So I'm looking forward to when I get that opportunity, which hopefully is tonight, the night that we're recording this, but I'm strapped for time and I have to do a new kind of setup. So I might just start that next week instead.
I'm starting. What's that one with the girl band? It's from the creators of Life is Strange.
You tell me, because we've already had this conversation once.
Have we? I'm starting that one Thursday, whatever it's called. One.
Yeah.
Whatever it's called, because now I'm also going to go back to kind of like that choose like story games, because that's kind of what I like to do. And I think my audience really likes it. And while my Rivals was fun, my audience didn't like it.
Yeah, because you were bad at it.
Well, yeah, they also didn't give a shit. You know,
I was kidding. I was kidding. I wanted on the record that that was a joke. You've actually gotten quite good at it.
Thank you. But also, like, even when I'm good at it, it's like two people who are like GGs, like they don't care. Like they want to sit and talk to me. They want to sit and we want to chat. We want to yap. You know, they don't want to sit and watch me play games. So but when I do a narrative game, when I do a game that's more of a story that they can participate in, there's a little bit more interaction.
Sure.
And I think they prefer it. So I think I'm going to go back to that.
Cool.
And I also enjoy it, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's the crux of it. And I think that's what it took me a really long time to learn is I won't play a game that I have no interest in. Like, even if 100% of my community was like, I want to see you play this. If it's a game that I don't enjoy, I just won't.
Not playing it. Yeah. No.
Yeah.
I won't. I don't. I mean, I played Five Nights at Freddy's for 5 minutes. And I was like, I hate
You only
this.
Played for 5 minutes. That's all it took.
No, it was. I think I played longer than that, but I hated it.
Yeah.
You know, and like they could tell I hated it and I was shitting on it. And I had a lot of views. Like people were coming
people
in.
Show up for it. Yeah.
People show up. They love that game. And I had a lot of views and I was like, this game fucking is garbage. Like, and I ended it and they all left and it was like, fucking bye. Like, I don't want to play this.
Yep.
I'm not having fun.
I'm going to tell you this as well. Cause I did the same thing. The first, I think honestly, before we even knew each other, I played it on a stream. People show the fuck up. You say first timer in chat. They're there. They want to see it. And tons of follows from that stream, really tried to get through it in a day or whatever. And none of those people are coming back unless you're playing that game again anyway. So it doesn't fucking matter. Like you can say it's good for your channel growth, but no one's coming back.
Yeah. They're not like people who genuinely want to sit and watch your content. They just want to sit and watch you play Five Nights at Freddy's. And it's like, I don't want to fucking play that game ever in my life.
Yeah. You know what I do want to play though, and I'm really eager to get into?
Mm.
Split Fiction. That's right. Juice Box and myself will be doing a subathon for the Patreon for the podcast on this Sunday, March the 9th. I had to look at a calendar.
I know. I was literally up my watch like, oh.
Unless you are listening to this podcast the day that we release it, you probably missed it. So shame on you for not already paying attention and being there. But I'm really excited, Juice. I think it's going to be really fun. We're going to do some giveaways. We're going to let the clock, basically the community dictate the length of the streams. Everything is going to be funneled through the Patreon to keep the podcast growing and improving. Mm-hmm. And we're going to get into a game that I've seen eights, nines, and tens from across the board. So I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah. We are going to be giving away. Can we tell them?
Yeah, I don't give a shit.
So we've got a few things to give away. I have a ton of these U2's figurines. Some are Dead by Daylight. Some are from Juno Birch, who is a really famous drag queen. And I also have, of course you know, and I also have some Digimon stuff to give away. So
sick.
I have a Potamon Stuffy that I'm going to be giving away. And I have an Agumon and Tai figurine that I'm going to be giving away as well. So I'm really excited to be doing that. And then also at the end of stream, we're going to be giving away a copy of Split Fiction to somebody.
Yep, that's how giveaways work.
Yeah, that's how giveaways
work. But I'm looking forward to that immensely. And again, if you want to show some support for the podcast, you can head over to patreon.com/itdangerpod. We've got a whole plethora of additional content options for you, including but not limited to getting the episodes a day before the rest of the world, full video episodes, monthly cameo style videos from Juice and myself. And more recently, we've been doing a bonus video. January's was making Juice a D&D character, whereas February's was us live reacting to the Pokemon Presents stream. So
we gotta figure out a March one.
We gotta figure out a March one. Easy. We'll either do like a little cute let's play together or
Mud Wrestle.
No. Sure, come to Vancouver. That's Mud Wrestle.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can make the trip. Get on an airplane.
If I got an airplane and came to Mud Wrestle you, would you Mud Wrestle me?
Where would we find mud?
Where would you find mud? It's
where
the
would
earth.
We find mud? It's winter, idiot.
It's winter in Vancouver. It's been raining for a week and a half. There's mud everywhere.
Sun out. Look how terrible my camera is handling it.
I think it's actually shadow. I think it's very cute. It's like hitting you like in a very like romanticized way.
Yeah, I'm sitting in golden hour right now. So if you're not on the Patreon getting video episodes of the podcast, let that be your motivation.
Boom,
that's how you do it. I would mud wrestle you, but like for me it would come from a place of pure aggression and like just
rage,
trying to physically dominate you, not in a sexy way at all, whereas I know you would approach it from a different way, as would the audience. Like if you were like let's fucking mud wrestle, I was like, I'm gonna break your neck, let's go. Whereas
think, honestly,
everyone else would be
like,
yay, and I'm like, no, you're gonna be in pain by the time you're done. And they're like, ooh, really? And I'm like, no, like life threatening. Ooh, hurt me, Dad. No, you're going to wish you never existed.
You're never gonna win this one. It's always gonna go to the ooh, no matter what.
Yeah,
no matter what. The more aggressive, the worse it's gonna get.
I'm going to end your life. Ooh, please do. At least I'll end. At least I'll die happy. Fuck.
I was gonna say, I've been asking for it for months.
Yeah.
Tell him he doesn't have to like me back.
So, you know, that's how it is.
I love that. Well,
you ready to hop into it today, Juice?
Let's hop in, baby.
Let's hop in. So today's topic, as you've all seen because you clicked in and it's the goddamn title, we are here to defend our pile of shame. That's right, Steam has a collection of all the games you've ever purchased. And my understanding is there are billions of dollars of unplayed games sitting in people's library. We decided to open up and take a look at each other's Steam purchases and challenge each other to defend purchases that might seem a little fucking weird. So here we go. Juice, are you ready? Do you want to start?
Bro, you have so much. How many?
Yeah,
do you
I think
have?
We should start there. Juice, you had how many games? 64?
51.
You have 51 games, and I have 244 games.
My God.
So first thing that I can call out is you're a fake fucking gamer. Let me start there.
Like, I think that I am just smart with my money.
You
Mr.
think so?
Spends money on everything. 200
what do you mean?
Games.
We just had a conversation about how if I have to make a purchase that is above $20, I spend 3 to 6 months ruminating on it.
Then how come you didn't think about any of these?
Maybe there's a little something called being thrifty and finding games on sale. I can almost guarantee you that most of those games, over 50% of those games were purchased because there was a sale. I can guarantee you most of those games have not been played, but I bought them because it was like 93% off. And I'm like, fuck yeah. I might play that game featuring Jack Black at some point. Absolutely, I might.
Okay. Do you want to drag me?
Yeah. I mean, I would love to hear you talk about, oh my God, I can't believe you bought Ultimate Chicken Horse. Have you played it yet?
No, I bought it for us to play.
I know.
I never
you brought
it
to
because...
me and you were like, oh my God, there's this really cute game where you play as barnyard animals and like you work together to like get across and escape it. And oh my God, I'm so excited. You can play as a chicken and also a raccoon. And I was like, you don't understand what that game is. And I'm going to destroy you in it. Let's go. So that game
played.
Is like, well, you would have cried. But instead we played head to head Cine 2 Nerdle and you were destroyed anyways.
Ugh.
Also, can you mute the video of me scrolling so that I don't hear
Oh my God,
myself?
Can you hear it?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh, sorry. My headphones have noise canceling.
I got you. So Bread and Fred, the number one game on your list. Best game ever made.
No, it's because it's alphabetical.
I know. Well, no, it's not in the number one slot because it's not. You have three other games there. I just mean it's like the best game, number one.
Bread and Fred.
Bread and Fred.
Do you think so?
Best game you ever played.
No, I would not say that's the best game.
Would you say that Bread and Fred was the closest thing to ending our relationship? We yelled at each other a lot that night.
Yeah. You had to send me an apology.
Did I?
You did.
Well, you were bad at the game. Where was my apology?
You texted me saying, I'm really sorry for how I spoke to you tonight. I love you a lot. I'm glad we had fun. Let's never play that again.
Well, sorry about that, I guess.
I viscerally remember laying in bed and seeing a text from you being like, I love you. I'm so sorry. I had a lot of fun.
Well, shit. Let's be careful with that in the future.
I think you deeply regretted the way you spoke to me during Bread and Fred.
Probably a little bit, yeah.
Can I bring up
another highlight from your list?
Please.
Back for Blood. Whoa. What a doozy. What a winner of a game.
That game, for inquiring minds, Jackson had asked me to play Back for Blood, and I love this man so much that I spent $99 on this dog water game to play it for one screen.
I have thoughts, but I'll wait, respectfully.
And I understand you told me to get it on Xbox Game Pass, which would be $1. I understand that, but I'm an idiot. And I couldn't remember my login.
So
I was too embarrassed to admit it.
So this one is like tippy top of the pile of shame. There is so much shame attached to this fucking game.
Yeah.
But not only could you have gotten it for $1 on Xbox Game Pass, the $99 purchase was like the ultimate edition. So there was a cheaper purchase that you still could have made. So there was like, you were driving down a highway and there were two exits that you could have gotten off. They were like, hey, save money. And you went, nah, drove past both of them and got off on the paid one for like the most expensive.
Well, no, because it was like the launch. So I think that was the only one I could find. And it was like an hour before we started streaming and I panicked.
Yeah.
So I said, $99 it is.
Yeah, you panicked.
Oh my God. Can I ask about Super Blood Hockey?
Sure you can.
What's that?
It's exactly as it sounds. No. I don't know if you ever played on the NES, the Nintendo Entertainment System, a game that was just called
Thank
Ice
you
Hockey.
Thank you for explaining what an NES is.
It's not just for you, bitch. We have an audience of barely gamers. How dare I keep them in mind? Jesus Christ. Take everything so sensitive. Shave off your mustache and just end up being a little whiny wienerine. I don't know. So what is it? Super Blood Hockey?
Yeah.
It's kind of like that. It was like, so again, Ice Hockey for the NES was like a really basic pixelated version. Very arcadey style. You create your team using either skinny, medium builds or large builds. And very, very basic gameplay. So it's kind of based off of that, but then they add like a whole series of over-the-top violence and everyone bleeds. And then they have like an off-ice manager where you're creating the team and going through and improving their clubhouse and putting your players on steroids. And it's just like a very silly, over-the-top arcadification of a hockey pixel art style game.
Remember the guy who died for getting a hockey blade to the neck and he bled out in front of his girlfriend and child?
Didn't know that those people were there, but yeah. I have since gotten a neck guard for when I play hockey.
Oh
and
my God. Yay.
You remember how I got real uppity about being called an F-slur? In the same scuffle, just before that, I was already disheartened because I've learned that chirping, the exchange of negative but playful but creative insults has just dropped with a generation. So these get, again, 22 or something, and someone came in and their big insult was, oh, yo, protect your neck, because I was wearing a neck guard. And I was like, you're an embarrassment. And then I got called.
Do you know what my nephew's latest chirp was?
Oh, gimme.
Looks like a bag of milk.
I don't understand it, but I like it.
Honestly, my brother was just like, it was a stupid one. I was like, honestly, I kind of like it.
I kind of respect it. I kind of respect that a little bit.
He said, yeah, you big old bag of milk. I was like,
all right.
It's the most Canadian thing you could do. Because
fair enough.
Canadian bag of milk. Ontario, specifically.
Yeah, more specifically, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Anyways. Yeah.
I use, when people are getting real uppity or I've hurt them or embarrassed them and they're mad about it, I tell them that I'm a figure skater. That really, they don't like that. Anyhow, that was super blood hockey. And also more hockey things. Looking through your list, I would like to talk to you about I Love You, Colonel Sanders, which for those who don't know, and I do because I'm a capital G gamer here, is a dating sim surrounding Colonel Sanders of KFC fame.
Yes.
Have you played it? Please explain to me your relationship to this game.
Can I be vulnerable?
I would love that.
I downloaded it and never played it.
How could you?
I know. I downloaded it for a stream and I just never played it and I never got into it.
I will say, honestly, that's actually a really good fit for you for games and like content creation. I would show up to that. I would show up to that.
So my thing is like, I just played Dream Daddy and there was so much dialogue that I was like, I don't know if I could do this again.
Ready?
Go.
Event stream. You play I Love You, Colonel Sanders. Too much dialogue, right? To fix that, to navigate that, you voice your own character and I voice all of Colonel Sanders' lines. And we do that as a stream.
Yes.
100%. Yeah, 100%. Also, you know what I saw recently? You know how we had the idea of like, whoa, maybe we should take Pokemon who has dialogue lists or voice acting list dialogue scenes and we should do the voice acting? Yeah, people have started doing that on Instagram.
I sent that to you already.
You sent that or said that?
I've sent that to you. I've sent you videos of that. That's been happening for months.
I know, but you probably sent it to me on TikTok, which I've told you a million times.
I download TikToks. I physically, this is how good of a friend I am. I download the TikTok onto my phone and I physically send you the video.
I don't remember that one, but I do appreciate all the other ones that I do remember that you sent.
I'm going to throw you into the ocean.
So looking at your list here. Absolute low points, absolutely embarrassing garbage games, Little Nightmares 1 and 2.
You fucking bitch.
Have you
Little
played?
Little Nightmares is so good, and Little Nightmares 3 is coming out very soon.
Also, beautiful on this list, Monster Hunter World.
That's because of you. We played that awful dog water, no fucking any kind of narration, any kind of storyline game. So hard, so stupid, no direction.
I think that was when I realized that you and I play very different games. Like with Back for Blood, I knew what we were getting into. And the only reason I pitched it is because you've referred to it as the most heterosexual game you've ever played. And I knew what we were doing. And I only pitched it because it was a dollar. Or it should have been. Instead, with Monster Hunter World, I was like, oh, I could see this being really fun. Like it just relies a lot on teamwork and collaboration and it could be really great. I mean, we fucked up in that I fucked up in that we couldn't even play together until we finished the tutorial like an hour and a half into the stream, so like, obviously that wasn't great.
Streaming together, talking over each other, doing separate tutorials, no idea what we're doing. It was chaos.
Yeah, that's on me. That's when I realized, oh,
I have a question
up. Go ahead.
What is Metal Slug 3?
Metal Slug is a classic I think from the SNES era, maybe even NES, and I know in arcades. So it's a old style game where it's left to right scrolling shooter. So basically you play as like a pixel art military person. You go left to right through the game, jumping around on platforms and shooting stuff. But Metal Slug was very, very prolific for that genre, for like a run and gun shooter. And then since then, they've actually recently put out a game that's like a tactics style game, which that's one of the older ones that I must have gotten on sale at some point because I don't have much memory, if any, playing it.
Next up.
What do you got?
Soda Dungeon.
Soda Dungeon. No idea. Let me take a look here and see how many hours I've put into it. Probably an indie game that just spoke to me at some point. There is no data for how much time I've played, so probably zero. Looking at it, though, pixel art looks cute, and that's all I got. That might have been all it took to get me in the door. Might have been all it took. The game file is 73 megabytes. Oh! Not even a tenth of a gigabyte.
Oh, it's whittle.
This is a Widow guy. It's pop the top on some legendary action with Soda Dungeon, the fresh and fizzy hip mobile RPG adventure. Now available on your desktop. Manage your team as you raid the local dungeons, upgrade your tavern, and attract new party members. Gold, legendary items, and more await you. So, like, that pitch sounds cool. I think I like the idea of managing a tavern in a fantasy world, and I think that's what got me in the door.
Okay.
But that's as far as it got me. It was in the
door. So are they, like, soda pop?
Yeah.
That's fun. Remember those soda candies?
Oh, real good.
Remember those? Yeah. Those, like, if I could taste those again.
What do you mean? You still can. Those still exist.
No, they don't taste the same. I want to get the Orange Crush, the grape, the root beer, the Coca-Cola. I want to bite the top off like I'm about to take a sip out of it and then,
peak childhood.
And then eat it. Yeah. And I want it to almost, and it almost felt like it was fizzing in your mouth. Like that is a flavor that is so nostalgic to me.
Yeah. I mean, you could just drink those beverages.
I have a Yarito upstairs right now.
Yaritos?
I have a Yarito upstairs. A Jarito. Yarito.
It's good. It's very, yeah. Very good. I mean, that's kind of it from your list. There's a lot of narrative games and a lot of dating simulators. And then a lot of games that I recognize because you played it with me.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's a lot of games that we play together and you have like Resident Evil. And then like a lot of yours are just like a game two, that game three, that game three, that game's demo.
Probably.
So that's where I think a lot of yours comes in.
Well, I mean, it's still 400 or 240 something. Don't forget.
It's still 200 more than mine. Yeah, but yeah. But
200 and what is it? 212 is how many games I have here. Any other ones that like tickle your fancy that you're curious about?
None, really.
None. You're like, I get it. I understand how games work.
Well, I mean, they all sound like DayZ, Dead Rising, Devour, Divinity. Like they all just sound like the same game with different skins.
I will be like, you ended up in the D section, which has a lot of dead things in the title, which is a lot of zombies.
But so then, like
inevitably there.
Halo, you know, Killing Floor.
Sure.
Little Nightmares.
Terrible game. Can I return it? Is it too late?
Monopoly Plus.
Oh.
Moonbreaker.
What is that shit about?
You don't know Moonbreaker?
Oh yeah, we did it as a live stream. I played it for 4 hours. Basically, you can create little 3D figurines like you would for a tabletop RPG.
Yeah.
And you can go through and digitally paint them and like turn them around and have airbrushes and like different tools and stuff. And that's really cute for most of it. And I think that was when it launched into early access and then never played it again.
Oh.
Never played it again.
Well, do you know what I'm going to give you right now?
Tell me.
I'm going to look at my wish list.
Oh, you've got games on your wish list.
Where is my wish list?
You tell me.
How do you find it?
You go to... Oh, yeah. Go store wish list on Steam.
There it is. So this... Oh, there's two.
Two what?
Wish list.
You have two games on your wish list?
I do.
I have 38 games on my wish list.
I'm gonna read you the two, and you're gonna tell me which one I should buy.
Okay, great.
Okay, first one, Phasmophobia.
Okay.
Second one, The Witcher 3.
Neither.
Fab.
Witcher 3 is a more robust experience. I would say if it was between the two, genuinely, it would be that. I think you would probably bounce off of Phasmophobia in a similar fashion to Five Nights at Freddy's. I think the added element of fun that you would be playing with other people, but I think you would get frustrated that there's no like real win state and things are trying to scare the shit out of you the entire game. I think you'd get frustrated. Now, it's great fun. It may have had its time in the sun already. And I mean, hell, if you want to get a couple of people together and give it a shot, I'm more than happy to, because I think you would cry in a corner and I think that would be really fun for me. You know?
You know? Okay, good.
You know?
You know? All right, give me another one of yours.
What? From my wish list?
Yeah, give me your top five on your wish list.
Top five on my wish list is two games from the Zero Escape series, which is apparently like a narrative-driven Saw style of game. Raft, which is a
survival sim.
Well, I mean, kinda. You're building out a raft, and it's like a crafting survival style game.
Okay.
And then Until You Fall and Demio are both VR games, actually, back from when I would try to get into my VR stuff. But Demio is like a VR experience for like a Dungeons and Dragons tabletop RPG, where you're moving around and putting your pieces places and taking your turns that way.
Fun.
Yeah. Those are on my list. I don't know how much of my list is up to date. That's a thing that some people do. They're like, hey, I'm going to buy you a gift. I'm going to go to your wish list. And I'm like, oh, well, maybe don't, because I don't know how much of this I actually give a shit about anymore.
I know. I just removed those two because I was like, no, if somebody looks at my list and then buys me, I'm going to be like, fuck, I don't want that.
Yeah.
So
there's a few that I added after the game awards that we responded to or reacted to.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So quite a few, actually.
So if anybody's out there and wants to buy Jackson a gift, his birthday is coming up very soon. So you can go into his Steam wish list and buy him one of those games.
And with that, Juice Box, that brings us to the end. Don't worry, folks, because Juice is going to tell you where you can find us on socials.
If you guys want, you can find us on our Patreon, which we already told you about halfway through the episode. And don't forget that Jackson and I will be live for our subathon for the Patreon on Sunday, noon EST and 9 PT, where we'll be playing Split Fiction. We've got tons of stuff to give away, and you guys are going to determine just how long we will be streaming for. So don't forget to tune in. If you can't make it to that and you still want to see us and support us on socials, you can listen to us wherever you listen to podcasts. Don't forget to give us a rate and a like and even a comment. It helps us jumping up in the algorithm so people can find our cute little faces. And if you don't even want to do that, just even follow us on Instagram. Give us a like to one of our clips, because Jackson works very hard on making them, and I think they are very cute and funny.
Thanks, Boo. Great work. And with that being said, we'll see you all next week. Thank you.
Bye.